President Trump spends the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida before his impeachment trial gets underway in the U.S. Senate Tuesday. He's filling out his legal team before opening arguments. The team will include former Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, the independent counsel who investigated President Bill Clinton. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats increased their demands that Senate Republicans agree to witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The increased demands by Democrats follow one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted associates, Lev Parnas, telling House investigators that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was under some kind of surveillance when she was still in Kiev. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells WIBC Radio in Indianapolis.
I've not met this guy, Lev Parnas, to the best of my knowledge. I've never encountered, never communicated with him.
He adds that the State Department will investigate allegations.
I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
Documents provided by Parnas also suggest there may have been a threat to Yovanovitch shortly before she was abruptly recalled last spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a ban on firearms and other weapons at a gun rights rally in the state capitol Monday. A piece, Mike Rossi.
The Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally scheduled in the state's capitol next week. On Wednesday, Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency and issued an executive order banning all weapons from the capitol grounds in Richmond in issuing an annual gun rights rally scheduled for Monday. Gun rights groups sued to have the ban lifted, but a Richmond judge denied the request Thursday, and the state Supreme Court up.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Boeing says it is working with the Federal Aviation Administration on a new software issue on the troubled 737 MAX jets, two of which crashed and killed nearly 400 people. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The problem is with the software powering up the 737 MAX. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP it's software that verifies whether monitors tracking key systems on the plane are working properly. The system is supposed to work automatically. Boeing is rewriting software that played a role in crashes 5 months apart in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. 737 MAX jets have been grounded for almost a year. Boeing said in a statement, "Our highest priority is ensuring the 737 MAX is safe and meets all regulatory requirements before it returns to service." I'm Ed Donahue.
The Taliban said in its latest meetings with representatives of the United States and Qatar have discussed the signing of a peace deal between the two adversaries to end their 18-year-old Afghan war. The Taliban negotiating team spokesman Sahail Shaheen said on Twitter that both sides discussed matters related to the ceremony of the signing of the agreement in meetings over the past 2 days. He described as led by Afghan-born veteran American diplomat Zalmay Khalilzad. The insurgent group's assertions come 2 days after its political envoys in the Qatari capital, Doha, offered a brief partial ceasefire in a bid to end the latest deadly violence in their troubled direct dialogue with American. Australia's unprecedented wildfire season, square miles of brushland, rainforest, and national parks. It's killed by one estimate more than a billion wild animals, at least 28 people. Scientists fear some of the island's contents, unique and colorful species may not recover ever. For others, they're trying to start looking for survivors, hoping they may find enough left of some rare and endangered species. Three U.S. airports will screen passengers arriving from central China for a new virus that sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. That's according to health officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say they will begin taking temperatures and asking about symptoms of passengers at three U.S. airports who traveled from the outbreak city of Wuhan. Officials estimate roughly 5,000 passengers will go through the process in the next couple of weeks at New York City's Kennedy Airport, the Los Angeles and San Francisco airports as well. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.